Good morning. So I see some familiar faces here, and two of them are actually the co-authors of this project. So my name is Andrea Biscaro, and I spent the next few minutes talking about this project that was conducted in Los Angeles County here in California. So the reason for doing this project is that we all know that successful nitrogen management is strictly related to maximum yields and qualities. And also there are proposed water quality regulations here in California. Growers are interested in improving their nitrogen fertilizer management. So in addition to that, we have very limited information on nutrient uptake in onions in California. And all at this point, growers rely on information produced in the Pacific Northwest. If you have worked with onions or nutrient management in onions, you probably come across this publication here, which is really well done, but maybe to the levels we're looking here for a nitrogen uptake, total nitrogen uptake, it does not apply for our conditions. So the objective of this study are to develop information of nutrient uptake, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, in order to help the growers to target the right amount and time of fertilizer applications, and also to devise crop management for onion productions. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with what crop management is, but it's a web-based driven application that gathers a lot of very pertinent information and creates nitrogen and water recommendation. So I'll be going through crop management towards the end of the presentation. But this is the location where the study was conducted. This is about 2 hours from here. This is the high desert in Southern California, Los Angeles County. The measurements in 2013 were taken from three onion fields and three varieties. We're calling them ABC. There were four sampling locations per field or variety. So there was no treatment. We came to this onion field for fresh marked onions that was very well grown. Good levels of soil fertility, good yields, and good irrigation practice. And then we measured a few things there. So now, we collected biomass samples every week or every 2 weeks, and we sent samples to the laboratory for nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium concentration. I also collected this data here, canopy coverage, root depth, and yield. I'll not mention these on this specific presentation, but this is part of a bigger project. In 2014, I came back with the same grower, same fields, and we sampled two of the varieties, B and C. Same sampling pattern for biomass and nutrient concentration. However, for 2014, for variety B, I sampled only one time, which was 1 day before harvest. And for variety C, I collected data for two times, that I believe it was 10 and 5 days before harvest. So in 2013, the varieties were intermediate day for A and B. They were seeded and harvested in February and August, respectively. And variety C is a long day variety, was seeded in April and harvested in September. So in 14, we had variety B also, seeded in April and harvested in August. Variety C was seeded earlier in March and harvested in August. So those blue dots here, they illustrate where the samples were, where the sampling locations were for variety A, for variety B, and the fields were, there were sprinkler established followed by drip irrigation. In 2013, the beds were about 40 inches wide, which is about 1 meter. In 2014, they were 80 inches. They were doubled then. The soil type is the Hesperia fine loam sandy, so they're mostly well-drained, deep soils derived from granite or related rocks. So this is just to illustrate where the sampling locations for variety C were in 2013. And this is how we collected the biomass samples. In every 3 feet or about 1 meter of the bed, we collected all the biomass contained there. So early in the season, we take all those plants dry and practically send all those plants to the lab. However, later in the season, There were when the plants were bigger, we collected at least 4 samples. I cut them first, washed them with distilled water, cut, dried them, and sent to the lab for nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. After 100 days after planting, I started separating the bulbs and the leaves and sending them for the laboratory to see differences in nutrient concentration from bulbs and leaves. So with the results, we started with biomass, and we look at days after planting in megagrams per hectare for varieties A, B, and C. So we can clearly see that variety A yielded the biomass was significantly higher than B and C. And we can, like, one thing that's important on those graphs is that we pay attention on when the biomass starts really taking up for varieties. For example, variety A, about 80 days after planting. Same here, variety B and variety C, a little earlier. So this is the result for nitrogen uptake. And we look at varieties A and B and C. We're very similar, so we don't see that differences in nutrient uptake that we saw on the biomass because of the differences in nutrient concentration in the plant. And I'll be going over some other nutrients that will make that more clear. But so there's no difference among the varieties where the total levels of nutrient uptake was around 200 kilograms per hectare, where you see about 30% went to the leaves and the rest to the bulbs. Now, this is phosphorus uptake, and we can clearly see that the same variety that yielded more biomass also had higher phosphorus uptake than varieties B and C. So, you know, and approximately 20% of the phosphorus goes to the leaves and the rest goes to the plants, goes to the bulbs. This potassium uptake, also not significantly different, although variety A had more potassium uptake than varieties B and C. And approximately, so this is the nutrient that where most of it goes to the leaves, about 40%, or just more than the others. So this is nitrogen concentration for each variety, so A, B, and C here, and looking at days after planting. So we're looking at whole plants from just after 50 days after planting, or a little earlier from variety C, but then the nutrient concentration starts going down, and this is about where we separated the bulbs and leaves. So we see that this one here was about 130 days, where we see the nitrogen concentration in the leaves starts going down, and in the bulbs start going up. As we all know, nitrogen, as much as phosphorus and potassium, is a mobile nutrient in the plant. So when we look at variety B, we didn't see that trend so clearly, but then we see that again on variety C. And by the way, so we on the previous slide on the biomass growth, we saw that it was approximately 80 days after plant that the biomass really started picking up. So that's where we see this nutrient concentration really going down, the dilution effect there. So then the phosphorus have an interesting result where we see the bulbs having more concentration than the leaves, and that's consistent among the varieties. The phosphorus has a much lower concentration than nitrogen and potassium. So although the trends are not very clear, we see the different trends among the varieties, and I'm not sure what causes that. But for sure, this kind of variation here is one of the reasons why we see the result on significantly uptake of variety A versus B and C for phosphorus. So this is potassium, also kind of a similar together for nutrient potassium concentration in bulbs and leaves from variety A and B, kind of also similar from variety C. So now this is the result for 2014, where I want to make sure I separate this graph in here. I didn't do a good job putting it together, but we see nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. This is, those two columns here are variety C, 12 days and 5 days before harvest. And this is variety B, 1 day before harvest. So we see small increases from 12 to 5 days before harvest. And then we see also similar results between varieties, final uptake between variety B and C. Now, when we look at all the data together from 2013 and 14, we see a somehow consistent message here as far as final uptake for in nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. For nitrogen, so basically, let me explain the graph first. So we see A, we see in the blue here, we see variety A for 2013, and right on the side, we see also variety A, variety A for 2013, so we didn't have variety A for 2014. So then we have variety B 2013, variety B 2014, variety C 2013, variety C 2014, and it goes on. So we see a very clear message of uptake for nitrogen about 200 kilograms per hectare, phosphorus just under 50, and potassium around 250, or just a little over that. So with all that data, we came up with a regression analysis, and the next step is to see what the best model that fits those that set of data is. But so far, I have had help with Michael Kamm, and Michael has done this for several crops. It looks like this model fits really well with our data. So, and then what we're doing is we get this equation here, use the coefficients, and introduce that to the web-based driven application that I mentioned before, Crop Manage. This is a great idea created by Michael Kamm here, also farm advisor in Monterey County. You basically go online and type this address, and the software is available, is free, and creates recommendation for water and nitrogen fertilization using very pertinent information, like soils information, weather station data information, nitrogen information, soil test information from soil or soils. So it's very simple to use. For the nitrogen model, it uses that equation we created, and basically what it does is use the information on what's in the soil and how many days you'll be your next fertilization. So based on that equation it creates, you get a really good estimate of what the crop needs for the next, for example, 10 days, and makes that recommendation. So the software has been developed for lettuce, Romanian iceberg, broccoli, cabbage, strawberries, and is being developed for the following crops here. In summary, onion nutrient uptake is better understood now and can be better predicted. The data created will allow for more accurate decisions for the right rate and right time of fertilizer. And I also believe that the data shows the importance of developing local information because of a huge difference with the Pacific Northwest information. We saw consistent uptake for the nutrients among varieties and years, and for most cases. And also, the next step would be to validate the information in test plots. So I'd like to thank the grower who supported this trial, and the co-authors Michael Kunk, Richard Smith, and Tim Hartz. So I'm not sure that I have time for it.